Coach, before we talk about the current season, indoor season, and eventually the outdoor season, you do a great job of recruiting all around the state, but came here to Southwest Nebraska, got one of the very best runners we've had here once again over the past couple of years, and Cale Garrett of Medicine Valley, and he signed on. I take it's going to run both cross country and track and field, and that's going to be great for him. He's had a terrific career. I can't wait to see what he does in the college ranks.
Yes, he's had some exciting performances and definitely left a legacy for Medicine Valley, and obviously that's not over yet. He's got another season, and I'm excited to pray for him and support him as he helps his team out this next spring.
He's got that runner's look, doesn't he? He always has. Even watching him from that first year as a freshman, that he's tall and lanky, and he just got that look, doesn't he?
Well, I mean, funny fact is, I learned a long time ago that there's not a certain look. I've seen some of the most talented national class All-American athletes when I was at Nationals who, like, were built like a Weeble Wobble, but they had, you know, I remember this one girl who was so fast, and she literally had a square body. She looked like SpongeBob, basically, and had two little legs and arms, and man, she got like third at Nationals in the 1500, and that kind of, this was back in the 90s when I was a student, and I was just like, okay, all right. And I've coached so many athletes of different sizes and shapes, and you just can't read the book by its cover. And again, if you do look at, you know, math studies of the most elite athletes and certain distance events and stuff over the world, yes, there is going to be a mean where there are certain height and type, but yeah, I mean, so I guess from the norm, I would say he fits that. Yes,
I think he'll do wonderful things, and we'll be watching his progress over the course of the next couple of years. And your indoor season's off and running, Coach. Now, you had a little bit of before Christmas, just I think the one meet, and then your schedule's getting going. You had everybody really competing at one meet or another this past weekend, didn't you?
Yes, we had a lot going on.
And the results are good. I mean, I tell you, it's hard to believe she's a senior now, because it just seems like we just talked to her as a freshman maybe a year or so, but Adriana Rodensel is already a senior, and she is breaking more records all the time, isn't she?
Yes, she is. It's pretty amazing to see. She's definitely having a lot of fun with it.
What is she? I mean, she's breaking record hurdles, part of your relays. What? I'm sure, no question, she's going out to break the times each and every time. And it seems like every race she runs, she breaks a record.
Yeah, I mean, again, she definitely has had her days where, that wasn't quite what I wanted. But I do know, compared to a lot of kids who may be, you know, two states away and don't have facilities and it's snow on the ground. But I know with her living locally, she was able to come over here and get some work done during the weeks of break. And so I feel like, and then Hayden Cluthie, our male hurdler from Ord, was able to do the same a little bit. And so they came out a little hotter than you typically would expect, because, you know, when we run the early bird and good things happen there, they've been training nonstop preparing for that meet since August or September. And then you take a 4-plus-week break where your training group's not there, you might not have good conditions, you can't just go outside as a sprinter when there's a foot of snow on the track and don't have an indoor track for yourself. And it's just different. And even if you try to do everything right, you're going to be a little rusty, especially in events like hurdles and jumps and vault and throws, where you just haven't had the reps and the motor learning and rehearsal. And so it just takes a few meets for most people to go, okay, she came out of the gate hot and ended up winning the field at the University of Nebraska, beating out Nebraska, University of Minnesota, and University of Northern Colorado runners. That was kind of exciting. That was fun.
Couple of other young ladies who we've talked to here in the last month or so about the start of the season. Of course, our very own Brittany Kinney from McCook High, and then Rachel Harris from Cambridge had a great cross-country season right into the track and field season for you.
Yeah, we couldn't ask for two better women to be a part of our team. Brittany's just been an awesome leader, and she's really continuing to develop in her throw. I think she had a PR in the weight throw this weekend, and so that's exciting to see. We want to get her to Nationals. Rachel Harris, you know, has just blossomed. I saw it in her. I mean, she came to our indoor high school meets probably for 3 years and, you know, would always do like four events per meet. And you know, but I saw what she did younger as a freshman and sophomore. And then her performance has tapered off, but I never forgot that. I'm like, that's still there. We just got to figure out the puzzle. And so once she committed, we did some deep diving and found out her iron was low, and we got that fixed, and really good things started to happen in time for it to make a difference for her high school team. And then, you know, having never run cross country with high iron, she had definitely a huge difference this fall. And that was so cool to see. But she is definitely somebody who, you know, has the potential to make a tremendous impact eventually. And even as a freshman on relays and things like that, I think she has a lot of potential, not only in the 800, but in the 1,000. With her endurance, you know, that she showed in cross country, combined with her top-end speed, I think the 1,000 is going to be a great event for her.
Brittany told me about her situation with the concussion. Boy, just a freaky injury that happened to her, but sounds like she's bounced back in a nice way.
Yeah, concussions are weird. And again, you know, all of our concussions are because a kid hits their head on a door or bumps their head on their bunk bed or just dumb stuff. And it can really sideline you for a long period of time, because I'm glad that in this day and age, we take concussions a lot more seriously, because it can have a really deleterious effect if you're not careful with it. But it can definitely, you can miss class, miss, you know, being able to keep up with stuff and having to get extensions on work. I'm just glad that she's coming out the other end of it and is able to get going again.
You know, when I go back and look, and when I said the look of a runner, I should know better, because Trey Robertson, I watched him for many years at Wallace. You've watched him the last couple of years. Trey's only about 5'7", 5'8", and we know how good of a runner he is.
Yes, yeah. Like, you know, he and his sister both, Ashley. You know, Trey is, you know, just a very wiry, tough athlete with a great combination of speed and explosiveness, along with a lot of great aerobic strength. And so he has had some really, really big impacts and great performances in both cross country and track over the past few years. And we're excited to see what he's able to do this year. Last year, he made the distance medley relay at Indoor Nationals down in Gainesville. He was a very, very good 1,200 leg for us. And he actually has some guys that are supporting Cass. It's going to be really interesting to see what our 4x8 can do. But he also has great ability in the 5K and the 3K and the mile. So he's one of those guys who can pretty much do it all. And it's just a matter of what does he really enjoy doing, and how does that work out with scheduling. So, we've, you know, that's always an ongoing discussion.
As I said earlier, you have your own invite, the Polar Dog Invite, coming up again this weekend, and it's supposed to be a cold one outside. I know it's indoors, but this is going to fit the mold, the Polar Dog Invite, and you got a lot of good teams coming in for this one, don't you?
Yeah, and it's funny because I think it's 10 teams, which may not sound like that much, but so many of those teams, including ours, have, you know, 150, 120 people on them. And so it ends up being a big meet simply because some of the teams have big numbers. And obviously we've got some local teams in the region that are coming. We get a lot of teams from Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, South Dakota, and Nebraska. But we do have a few athletes flying out from Evergreen State in Washington. One of the top female 5K runners in the NAIA is coming out here to get an indoor meet. And they don't have a whole lot of indoor tracks out there. And so it's worth the time and effort. And then they're also going to bring one of their best race walkers. So we're going to have a nice mix. And we got some relay action coming up. I know, talking with Hastings and potentially Bellevue, who have guys national 4x8 level that they're hoping to get in. I think we're going to try to all run those against each other and help each other to get a national mark this weekend. And so that would be really cool if that happens.
Well, it looks like you guys are going on for every weekend through the rest of this month, February, and into March, which ends up with the trip to Gainesville, Florida, and the NAIA Indoor Nationals, and you're trying to get as many qualified for that as possible.
Yes. Yep. We had a great trip last year, and if you remember, last year was the debacle with Midway Airport, where our Southwest flight had to pull up abruptly because there was another plane on the runway. We were on that plane. It was honestly, it didn't seem like a big deal to us because it was just, we went down and came back up nice and smooth and everyone stayed chill. And I was just like, oh, we must've dodged an airplane. And then we got off the plane and it was like a 45 minutes later. And all of a sudden one of the girls comes running over, like, oh my gosh, look. And somebody had videoed, it was making national news. And we're just like, oh goodness. So then I started calling all my VPs and going, hey, we're okay. You know? But that was funny because we had, I think, three kids on the flight who'd never flown before. And of course we were all joking with them, like, oh, this happens every time. They're like, really? We're like,
what?
It's just fun. But yeah, no, we had a great trip. Gainesville's a great venue, and it's the stadium or the indoor track is a beautiful track, very fast track. A lot of national records were set last year. And there are so many things to do in that area. Just, you know, we get a hotel and there's so many food choices. There's got to be 60 restaurants within a square mile or two. And so there's, you know, it's a really neat experience for the kids. We went and took them after the meet was over Sunday morning before we flew out, and they went in Gators. And then we flew out of Jacksonville that day. So
I think this is year 10 for you, Coach, and I'm sure you're loving every minute of it. Boy, the battles, it seems like, with Doan for track title and team titles goes on and on all the time, doesn't it?
It does. I have so much respect for the Doan program and for, you know, Ed Pye and Brad Jenny and Dustin Llewellyn and Zach Lurs and all those guys and women, Annika Pingle. I mean, they're doing a great job recruiting and developing their athletes. So they definitely bring the challenge. And again, it forces everybody. Like, we were doing this a couple of years ago, and we forced them to get better. And after beating them 11 times in a row, now they've kind of turned the coin a little bit. And now we're having to, you know, rise to the occasion. And that's the beauty of having great teams in this conference. You know, it's not just the two of us. There's some other fantastic teams that are very, very good within the GPAC, and it makes us all stronger. So I have a ton of respect for them, but yeah, we definitely want to win 100%. We've had a longstanding rivalry with Doan in track and field going back to long before I was an athlete in the 80s and 90s. And, you know, Brad Jenny and I actually raced against each other, and, you know, and so we, you know, we've known each other a long time. But yeah, good stuff. It's fun.